Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Monday, November 19th. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we talk about the healing energies of right now. That's what we do in each of these Monday episodes. We spotlight something different, and it's usually something right on time for many of you. It's so great to hear from you that this information, these topics are resonating with you deeply, that you feel like I'm talking right to you. And that's one way to demonstrate our oneness, how we are all connected, how we are all unified, is that we resonate with a lot of the similar themes at the same time. And even if this isn't a theme that is accurate or relevant to you right now, it probably has been or will be in your spiritual awakening process. So today we're going to talk about the astrology of Venus and how Venus relates to divine feminine healing themes, how it relates to friendships, how it relates to women, how it relates to how we relate. It relates to how we relate, to how we receive, to the people who value us and the people in your life that you value. So a really important energy. And I hope that this show brings you some relevant insights to your journey. With me on today's show, we have an awesome guest. Her name is Erica Elmitz. She is an intuitive, a channel, an energy healer, and a spiritual guide. And she has had a really cool awakening experience over the past 10 years or so, at least. Her passion began when she personally experienced her own healing of an incurable disease, the disease they told her it won't heal. Well, that ignited a passion within her for sharing with other people the incredible possibilities of the human body to heal itself through physical, emotional, and spiritual practices. Erica began her journey in the field of naturopathy, clinical nutrition, and vibrational medicine, focusing primarily on the physical body, and discovered very quickly that her clients' physical ailments mirrored their own healing experiences and always had an origin in emotional or spiritual discord. From there, she quickly expanded into the field of conscious parenting as a way to empower parents to raise children in a manner that transforms the unconscious and ancestral patterns that have the potential to later manifest in emotional patterns and physical disease. And she's also spent years traveling the globe, speaking to an audiences of thousands of people about health, science, and research. And so Erica's work is now shifting back into what the collective consciousness is yearning for, which is true healing, meaning, and living an abundant life free from fear and limitations. Erica blends naturopathy, energy healing, spiritual counseling, channeling, and intuitive guidance into helping her clients really know themselves, their journey, their souls, all kinds of good stuff. And so that's why I'm so excited to talk with her today about divine feminine healing themes and friendships and anything else that comes up as our conversation unfolds in today's show. So thank you so much for being here, Erica. I'm so excited for people to meet you and to really dive into this topic with you.
Hi, Molly. I am so thrilled and honored to be here today. You have no idea. I woke up with a big smile on my face knowing we were going to be having this really important and timely conversation. So thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And Erica and I knew it was a good time for this topic because Venus has now stationed direct at 25 degrees of Libra. And Libra is the energy of conversation, of talking about things objectively, gaining a new viewpoint, understanding maybe what you've been through, what you've experienced. And with Venus stationing direct in Libra, we're also meant to understand more about what you need in relationships and who reflects those same needs back to you. So we thought this would be timely. Venus will be in Libra until the end of November, and then Venus will go back into Scorpio in December. And that means she steps back into a new sense of power, a new sense of what she's here to claim, understand, embrace, and how she's meant to transform some of those fears and limitations that she's been holding. So this is obviously all happening in the collective. And so Erica and I wanted to dive into some of these particulars that we thought would be timely and beneficial. So, Erica, just to get people situated in what you're currently doing right now, do you mind just sharing with us a little bit about how you help clients work with these energies, specifically the divine feminine energies, just to give them an understanding of where your perspective is and where you're coming at in your own professional world?
Absolutely. So, like you said in the intro, Molly, a lot of my background spans the scientific research, like nutrition, health side, physical body health. But I've been working in energy healing personally now for almost 15 years with clients and obviously in my own personal journey. And I've come back into this place where we don't have to live with dis-ease. We don't have to live with limitations. We don't have to live with places we have been stuck or patterns that keep repeating. We are not meant to live in that way. And when we use consciousness to break through some of these patterns, whether they be physical manifestations of disease or whether they be emotional patterns or fears that we have had our whole lives, you know, we can ascend into a completely new paradigm of how to live in our lives, whether that, and it's just magical to see people starting to realize their power. That's why I started in this field, because I was told I'd be a sick person for the rest of my life when I was in my 20s, and I was told I needed to be on medication, no curing of this disease, and I'm now, 16 years off of all my meds, never had a recurrence of this incurable disease, and, you know, how do you prove an absence of a negative, right? Am I cured? I can't actually prove that I'm cured. All I know is I'm not living the life they told me I would live. They live a life based in limitation, in fear. You are now a sick person. And I was in my 20s, and I didn't want to live my life as a sick person. So my passion ignited when I realized, like, I want to scream from the rooftops that people can that people need to know that they can change their current reality.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we love these understandings of our own power, of our energy fields, of what's possible. And as you know, and as so many people understand, it's like as you ascend and as we step into these exact energies of really claiming all of ourselves from a higher place of consciousness, relationships change. And friendships change.
Yep.
And we step into our divine feminine selves, which pertains to both men and women. That's not just about being a female. It's the feminine energies within all of us that are about relating, sharing, connecting, especially in a heart-based way. And so we step into these parts of ourselves, and we look for those same relationships to be mirrored back to us. And then we see a lot of other relationships or friendships fall away and they leave and the energy doesn't match. And I know that in your work, you're seeing that too. And so It's just kind of part of this ascension process and the higher consciousness that the shifts happen. And I'm wondering just if there's anything that springs to mind for you around this theme, like what you've noticed in the divine feminine energies as people are following this path and understanding their power, you know, what are you observing or seeing in your own clients and in yourself around these divine feminine healing themes related to friendships?
So it's manifesting in a bunch of different ways, but primarily what's happening is the more that somebody becomes aligned with their true self, you know, they're in their divine feminine power, which is being open-hearted and being strong, but also being, you know, shining your light. You're really shining your light brighter and brighter. So a lot of the themes coming up are divine feminines that have held back from shining their light brightly, you know, what their gifts
right.
are, what they're here to do to contribute. And so they dim their light because they don't want to stand out. They've been taught that it's, oh, don't be too good at this or people won't like you. But what ends up happening is when you stand more in your light and you are shining brighter, it casts more of a shadow on everybody around you. And so people around you, they might not even understand why they're getting uncomfortable around you. But when they're around the energy of someone who is in their power and in their light, it can bring up their shadow side that they may not be willing to deal with. And so they kind of project it onto people, and right. then the friendships kind of flow away. And I think what's so important about us having this conversation today is something that actually even came up this morning, is I think I was walking with a friend, and she asked what I was going to talk about on the radio show. So I told her, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're talking about this. I think that there is something really big around women, or not women, but people that are in their divine feminine power not talking about this, because somehow they're turning it on themselves. Like, something must be wrong with me. If my friends are leaving my life, or if they're leaving me out, or they're not interested in spending time with me anymore, then there must be something wrong with me. So it's very hush-hush. And yes. when I had this walk this morning with my friend, she was like, all of a sudden she like burst open with all these experiences that she's had, because she never felt she could talk to anybody about it. So this is why this is so important. I think Molly and I really want people to understand that it's not us, it's them. But the energetics and the spiritual principles yes. behind it can really help people. It doesn't take the pain away, but it does give it the perspective.
Beautifully said. And it's true that it's easy to internalize it and to think that you are the one who is responsible, or that you did something wrong, or you should have done this, or maybe what about this, and go into the coulda, woulda, shouldas around the friendship, the relationship, and to turn it inward instead of understanding how it's an energetic disconnection that's happening that our mental selves really can't always figure out. And yet our hearts and our emotional selves feel it. And I think that's part of this interesting disconnect of like, well, you're trying to figure it out or find the solution, but it's tricky because you're moving into more of who you are, like your pureness, your beautiful light, your sense of self, your sense of what really matters to you. And then you're emotionally probably feeling that it's hard, that it's tough, that it sucks, that it hurts. And as you said, Erica, it can be all the things that come up around that, like being excluded, feeling abandoned, being rejected, feeling left out. I mean, that can be a long list right there of all these things that come up as we understand that we have to follow who we really are, and yet we deal with the crummy human stuff that comes up along the way.
Yeah, and, you know, it's what happens is when we do, like when I do my healing sessions, do the energetic healing sessions, we do a lot of inner child work. And because what happens is energetically, if we have an imbalance of something that happened when we were younger, sometimes even stemming from past lives, but just even in this life, we will be energetically manifesting relationships and experiences that mirror that initial trauma. And it may not even be like this big massive trauma. It could be something like you were left for 5 minutes by your mother in the store because she couldn't find you. And all of a sudden it's like the littlest things could be what's called quote unquote trauma. And I want to use that term, like it's a broad term. So what
right.
happens is that spirit will bring us relationships that will bring up those initial core wounds. You know, like I'm feeling left out. Am I not worthy? Or did I do something wrong? Am I bad? Am I not worth having friendships? And so the energy work that I do takes people back to that original core wound to help clear it so that then they will not need to relive that same pattern for the rest of their life. So what happens when that gets shifted and cleared out is that sometimes these friendships can drop away. All of a sudden, like, they just fall off. And you might have been friends with them for 30 years, been in each other's weddings, but ultimately, energetically, it's like the karma has fixed itself, you've resolved it, and now you're ready to move into some new friendships, other ones that are more serving you, that are supportive. And I know, Molly, you know, I have talked about this a lot.
A lot.
But,
we have, yeah. Because it comes
yeah.
with the territory of this path of being the energetic leader, whether that's in your soul group or just in your soul imprint of like you're the one who either ascends first, you awaken first, or you're on a spiritual path that's very different, that's just simply different. We know that spiritually there is no hierarchy in terms of who's better or who's ahead. It's like there's all these different experiences of energies. But this is understanding that when the energy shifts and you're trying to fit yourself back into a previous version of yourself or a previous version
mm-hmm.
of that relationship, it won't work. And you'll
yeah.
you'll question yourself. And it and that can be painful too.
Oh, I know. And that's why I think it's really good for people to understand this, because what comes on the flip side of this is, even though we might be going through it and it hurts, the blessings that come when you release that other relationship, it will make room for a brand new one that is more aligned with
right.
you. I can't tell you the incredible relationships that I have now. It's like all the pain I've been through in my life of friends like ghosting. We've all had it happen where a friend out of the blue just, you don't even know what happened. I would go through all of those painful experiences again to have what I have now in terms of my relationships. And so I want people to understand too, that if this is happening, yes, it hurts, it's painful, it's uncomfortable, and it's sad. You have to grieve it. Yet what comes on the other end is like, will blow your mind.
Absolutely.
And I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not, because it's true that you then, and in people say this all the time, you then connect with people who are that fit for you. And it's true. Like, you then connect with the people who are equals to you energetically, and there's alignment in a whole new way. But I think that we all want to rush there and we want to get there faster. But so much of the divine feminine healing process is that allowing and feeling what comes up deeply and just being honest with yourself, which can be difficult and suck, and you try to avoid it, and you can do everything in the world to try to avoid feeling sadness or grief or pain or anger. You know, we all have these different coping mechanisms, conscious or unconscious. And I think that part of understanding ourselves and the divine feminine is just being in that space, which can feel open and like a void, but it's just so necessary. I mean, just the tears, if you will, or the loss of the relationship or the loss of the friendship. I think that's really where we get stronger in that, those divine feminine qualities, is to just listen to the heart and listen to those emotional messages and to feel them. In my own experience, it's really been the best way to move through it. And there's really no shortcuts. As I've always wanted shortcuts, but there's no shortcuts with this
right.
kind of work.
No, I know. It's like, please give me a shortcut just this one time. Nope, doesn't happen. But,
right.
you know, it's you know, if you don't mind, I'll share one of my experiences here over the last few years where, well, first of all, with this Venus retrograde that we just had, just to bring it back to the astrology real quick, I had a parade of past relationships just resurface during all of Venus retrograde, whether they be past romantic relationships or past friendships. There has been a culling and energetically of Venus retograde. So it was like, I thank God that's over, honestly. But
yes, I know.
But it was necessary.
I know.
And, you know, and one of those things is I had a group of friends, you know, there was a group of friends that I called my soul sisters. You know, I found them later in life, and I felt like I was part of this spiritual group of really conscious friends and women, and they were, you know, and they are incredible people. But what was really interesting is, you know, and they talked about spirituality and consciousness all the time, and they lived it, and we were all friends. And I finally felt like I had found a home. My family's far away; they were here close to where I live. There was some random weird situation that happened. I don't even quite know what happened, but let's just say there was something that caused a little bit of a discomfort, right? Or a misunderstanding. Let's just say that.
Right.
And,
right.
And because these are supposedly conscious women, some of them are actually more divine masculine energy, interestingly enough, but because they were my more conscious friends, I became more brave and communicated from my heart space about what I was feeling or why I was confused or why I was hurt. And at the end of the day, they couldn't meet me in that space. It was like negativity and yelling at me and like being really attacking. And I remember feeling like, oh my gosh, like of all people, I wouldn't think that you would be like this. But I think that's what you and Molly, you and I have discussed a lot too, what I think is important for people to know, is that when we do show up, sometimes people can seem like they're very conscious, but when push comes to shove and it comes to those difficult, awkward, uncomfortable conversations that inevitably happen in relationship, that's where their true selves come out. And if they, so it's like, I always use a term like, should I say it?
Yes.
Should I say it? Okay, so I have this term I say all the time. It's called a spiritual poser. somebody that talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people or they're not, they can't get there. It just means that they haven't been tested enough to really show up in that place, because it's not easy.
No,
it's not
you have
easy to
practice
be in that place.
It.
You have
it's
to
hard.
Practice it.
It's practice, and it's in the right relationships that allow you to practice it, that allow you mm-hmm. to be all of yourself in a way that is accepted. And I know we've talked about this, Erica, that it comes down to communication, and it comes mm-hmm. down to being able to, like, show up at the table and have the hard conversations, or to get to the root of something that can feel personal, that can feel hurtful. In true friendships, you have misunderstandings at times. You have things where you're on mm-hmm. a different page. You don't see things the same. You don't see eye to eye. But a true friendship is grounded in respect and honesty and the willingness to work through anything that comes up, as all relationships require at times. And I feel like part of what happens during this experience and this journey is that these relationships get tested, and you realize it's not even sturdy. It's not built on a steady pole. It's like they're all built on toothpicks. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. the toothpicks, is like, and it collapses, and you're like, I thought there was more to this connection, but we can't even move past some of these things, these issues, these hurts, and that affects the relationship, and that's where it shows us what the foundation was underneath.
Yeah, and that's unnerving when that happens. It's like your foundation is rocked. I had another situation
right.
during Venus retrograde where, you know, friendships of literally 30 years had like this blow from friendships of 30 years that I never had any issues with them at all, and I don't have an issue with them now, but they basically got together and I wasn't there. And at the time it was like, of all of these friendships, I've never had challenges or issues, but because there's never been anything I can point to say, oh, we had a disagreement or we had a misunderstanding or someone's feelings were hurt. It was never anything like that. It literally was a vibrational necessity to move them energetically from my experience so that, because it's like I've moved into a new energy. And it had to happen that way.
Yeah.
So there is even those relationships where there's nothing wrong and they still may leave your experience.
Right. And I think that's also why the energy healing or anything like that can really help someone understand what they're meant to know or learn about a situation, because that can drive you bonkers. If it's spinning in your head and you're trying to go over everything and you replay conversations and situations and you're trying to get new information every time, right? You're like, well, what did I say or what did I not say or what happened? What am I missing? And like you said, Erica, it's just something vibrational that isn't even in the dialogue or the interactions. It's something else that is mm-hmm. needing to come to your awareness so that you can see what's really going on in these connections. And I wanted to throw in here the Venus energies in our natal chart. So Venus in your natal chart is how you relate to people and how you receive. And it shows you what is comfortable for you, depending on where Venus is in your chart, what sign she's in, and what you need to feel loved. And when Venus goes retrograde and then starts to go direct again, there's a realignment that takes place within that astrological sign that she's retrograde in, but also within each of us, because it reverberates to our natal Venus. So there's a realignment of values, a realignment of where you feel your own self-worth, of what you need to know about yourself, a realignment and a reassessment of your value system and the people that you relate to. So all of this comes up. And it's even bigger right now because of how quickly the energies are moving us forward and how fast things are happening. And that's why we can see things quickly. We can say, oh, my gosh, I understand now why that relationship was over or why that friendship had to end. It's like the gift of it is we can heal faster, but we also have to be very aware of what is being healed under the surface and what's coming up to be seen. And I'm sure you see that a lot, Erica, like with the people you work with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of, like I said, whether it's a friendship or a love relationship. We will continue to energetically manifest the same pattern and the same belief system, you know, whether it's I can't be in my power, or and in the healing I do, we go into, you know, spirit always guides the sessions in terms of what comes up, but it's amazing how the stories get woven together, and we can not only just have the understanding of the story, because that's what traditional therapy does. It's like you go talk about it, you have an intellectual understanding, but when you do the energy healing work, what happens is it's actually at an energetic level. It's at an etheric body level that will shift not only, it'll shift everything that's coming. It's like an inside out type of a healing, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so when we realigned our energetic imprints and patterns and belief systems, like you go from believing that your friends, like you're not worthy of being, you're not lovable because of something that happened when you were younger. When you shift the fact that you realize deep at a core level that you truly are lovable, like you feel it on a visceral level, not just that, oh, you can say it to yourself, but like you know it beyond anything, it will shift all of your relationships. That's why when I did the conscious parenting work with clients, I would counsel them, and they'd always like, do you want to meet my children? Do you want me to meet my children? And I go, no, I'm going to work with you. Because when you shift the parent, you shift the family, you shift the children. Same thing here. So yeah, a lot of patterns of past stuff and being able to stand up for yourself, being able to speak your truth, you know, feeling like you have to do something in order to be loved, that codependency piece. Like I have to be doing or giving to be loved. Instead, you're not just loved for who you are. And so all of these themes, they manifest differently in all of our lives. But when people do the deep healing work, they can actually see and get the conscious experience of, oh, I see why that person was in my life and now why they're not. Or I see why I'm moving into a new direction. And if you ever ask people, it's like, do you want to go back to being friends with those people, knowing what you know now? And as painful as it is, the answer is usually no, because I know I'm in a different place. It's still sad, but I know I'm in a different place.
Yeah. Yes. And I bet that nearly everybody listening can relate to this relationships changing theme, because it's been so big in the past few years and longer that it's been time to let things go, to let them end, and to trust that, yes, there will be new people who show up. But I think that part of this divine feminine and divine masculine really experience is that you also see the new parts of you that show up too, because you can't do relationships the same way either. And when you really want those true heart-based good quality relationships, it requires more of us. And Eric and I have talked about how it requires more courageous communication, and that can be scary and that can be hard at times. But I think that's something where you also, again, you test the foundation of the relationship and where you can feel safe to express yourself and your opinions, whether they are different or the same. But that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's like, well, can I talk to this person about how I feel, about where I'm at, about what matters to me? Like, where do I go? Do I allow myself to even say my truth and to say how I feel? So it's really the inner relationship that gets deeply reworked too through all of this.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I was just, again, just because my friend this morning was just opened up like she'd never been able to talk to this about anybody with anybody.
Right.
But, you know, it's the way this can manifest is, for example, well, first of all, there are the times where you would actually want to have the conversation with that person. Other times you might actually decide it's just not worth it. You know what I mean? So there is some discernment about you don't always have to speak your truth. You don't always have to make it better. There might be some relationships where you just go, you know what, it's just not even worth the energy because I just know it's not going to change anything. But like the way this can manifest is like it can be a situation where, you know, someone was telling me the other day, it's like they were in a really bad place. They were ready to move across the country and they were really kind of sad to be leaving their home, and they were going to be sad, like scared to be moving. And so they were kind of in a bit of a depression. And when she was in a really bad place, like her friends didn't try to stop by and see her. And one of her husband called like one of the friends. He was best friends with the husband and the wife. And he said, can you have her just reach out to her? Because she's really in a tough place. She's having a hard time with this move. And the answer was, well, we're just not feeling the love. Meaning they weren't feeling the love from my friend because my friend was depressed. And because they weren't feeling the love, they were taking it as a personal affront. So they didn't want to give love to her when she literally most needed it. And being in a higher consciousness as divine feminine, you would elevate yourself above what's happening in the 3D. It's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe they weren't as friendly as they were when I normally saw them, or I can see their stress. And instead of taking it personally, you literally would rise yourself above it and recognize from an open heart, like, they're going through a hard time. I will forgive them for whatever they've done to me here, but I want to give them, I want to show them my love. And so that's really what it means when it comes from a higher consciousness, is you can, someone snaps at you or they're not nice to you, you don't immediately get defensive. You literally go, oh my gosh, okay. Like, you can see the higher perspective. They're right. In a rough place. And that's really what it means of how to show up in relationship from a higher consciousness and not be so 3D or reactive.
Right. Yeah.
And we all do it. It's fine. We all have those moments. But like, if you're in a conscious friendship and something happens where someone's reactive, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We worked it out. I'm so sorry I was feeling this, whatever. But you don't just let it linger for months and months and months and not talk about it.
Right. And hold it against them or be overly reactionary, defensive, or whatever the long list of potentials might be. It's sort of that, no, I value the relationship, I value the friendship because it has all these great qualities. And I think that what I've observed with people that I've worked with, as well as in my own life, is that there's something about when you're really pure in yourself and you really understand more of who you are, those are the people that you also want to be around. And before those people arrive, there can be a sense of waiting or not knowing if it's going to happen, or it can feel like
everyone's leaving.
Yeah, everyone's leaving, quote unquote. Everyone's left. I don't have any friends, right? But you start to then connect with other people in a whole different way. And I would say really online has been a big tool for this. And I know that I have so many friends around the world because of everything online these days. And it's a different kind of friendship than an in-person friendship, but it still has the right energy and the great connections and all kinds of good stuff in it. And so we're also redefining what friendship is. Because when I, like when I was growing up, friendship was whoever I saw at elementary school every day. You know, like you had friends who were in person. But now we have so many more people around the world to connect with that friendship looks different than it ever has.
So true. And it's, and I want to say it's not something that you have to consciously go out and try to make new friends. The universe will, spirit will bring them to you. They will energetically be attracted to you. I will tell you, two of my closest friends in the world, I have never met in person.
Right. Right.
Because they live across the globe from me. We're going to meet in person, but we just haven't yet. And I'm closer to them and have more in common with them. And we spend literally all day long pretty much talking to each other about all these ideas and all these concepts and consciousness and how it's showing up. I mean, it's just amazing. But you, it's something that you, it's not something you try to do. It just will happen. Like Molly and I, we met a number of years ago.
Yep.
Randomly.
Through a shared connection. Yep. And it just unfolded organically. And those are the best kind, where you're not having to force anything and there's no expectations.
And we were friends for years before we met in person.
Right. Yes, it's true. And I'm so grateful for everyone that I've met that I call friends that I've never met in person too. It's just wonderful to have so many more people who are at the same place or on the same path, so to speak. And something that I thought would be good for us to focus on, Erica, would be helping people who are moving through any type of transition on their divine feminine healing path of keep trusting and believing in yourself and to not dim your light, like to not hold back who you are or your needs. Because I feel like going back to stuff being turned in where you think it's you or that you have to change or that you're responsible or that you know you should have done something. I feel like those people who are trying to cope through some of these transitions right now with friendships or relationships, and they're I was just thinking that maybe you would have more to share either from your clients or energy healing sessions around what you've observed or seen lately that has been really helpful for people to get to honoring this part of their path. So I hope that doesn't put you on the spot too much, but I would love to hear anything you've observed about that.
Oh, yeah. I can just share a couple quick examples because I think sometimes the stories help people connect to the information.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my recent sessions, the client always felt very powerful, except for when she was in a confrontation. When she was in a confrontation with somebody, she just all of a sudden felt powerless. And because she's like, I feel powerful in all other areas of my life, but when I'm confronted, it's like I freeze and I don't say anything and I don't do anything and I feel weak. So in the healing session, it was brought forth that they brought her to all these scenes from when she was a child where she felt like she was powerless, but she never even tried to see her own power. She never even tried to, she didn't think she could stand up and use it. And so they brought her to these parables of like, you know, she had this image where she was stuck and she couldn't, like, you know, you're in a dream, you can't run, but you, because your feet are stuck. And when we went and did the healing, she basically was shown that, hey, you're not stuck. You can actually get up and walk if you want. And then in the healing, she started like walking and she's like, oh my God, I had this power all along. I just never knew I could use it. So fast forward to an email I get from her this morning, and she had a massive confrontation with her soon to be ex-husband. And she's like, I felt so different. She's like, oh my gosh, I didn't like feel the way I used to feel every time I'd have a confrontation with him. So she's showing up energetically differently in her life, which will now mean that there will be room for new things.
Even she'll just know too that the people who change around her are now responding to her new sense of self, and that's what's happening because she'll already understand intellectually what's going on. So it removes that searching for the answer. That's huge.
Yeah, but it's even more than even though she can intellectually go through the like to understand it, it's the actual energetic healing process that I use where we'll identify it, but then we'll actually shift it and clear it so that the pattern is now, it's like it'll shift the energetic imprint and also even to the point of the DNA. When you shift the energy, it's almost like you go back in time, you change it up. So that everything's going to be new. It's like you're on a new landscape now moving forward. It's incredible to see how this process works. That's why it's so like within one session, people can notice a profound difference, whether they're coming to me for a physical ailment or whether they're coming to me for an emotional thing or like they're feeling stuck or they have this belief about themselves. But even for physical ailments, I was healed of my incurable disease because of the imprint of an emotion on my body. And when I cleared that imprint of that emotion, the physical disease went away.
Yes.
I have so many stories, specifics on like physical healings that have happened. But again, these are people that have had long-term issues. They've done everything the medical route. They've done everything. And it's still not shifting. It's because it's not stemming. It's stemming from a core wound, a core emotional belief, a limiting belief that happened before. So you can do all you want from the outside, but if you're not healing it from the foundational level, you're going to keep repeating it.
So what I was trying to explain is how now that she understands what that is, now she shows up differently in her whole world, which other people
mm-hmm.
feel and experience, and then she understands mm-hmm. why they're feeling her differently. It's because she shifted into knowing her power, which is
mm-hmm.
priceless. Priceless.
Yeah. I think that's the thing where when people start doing this energy work and they come to a session or two and they've been working in, you know, on it for 20, it's like, you don't have to live with these imbalances. You know, I love it when I get to work with younger people. That's why I was so passionate about conscious parenting and am passionate about conscious parenting is if we can even raise children to where they're more aligned and stay in tune with who they are. We have less to unwind later. Why live this way for, you know, 30 years, 40 years before you fix it? It's like, let's prevent it from even happening in the first place to that degree, just by being more conscious in our parenting.
Yes, beautifully said. I love it. Because this is what so many people want. They want to really be in charge of not only their selves right now, their human selves and their soul journey, but also passing that on to children who are so receptive and aware of energies and able to go there. So it's just so perfect. I mean, I know the work you do is phenomenal and so needed these days. And friends, I have more about Erica below this show description. Her website, ericaelements.com, as well as her YouTube channel, if you want to check out either of those or both of those to see more of what she teaches, offers, and shares with people. And then, Erica, getting back to these divine feminine healing themes, especially around friendship, because like you said earlier, it's something that's unspoken. And I feel it, too, as like this silent epidemic where people are really feeling it, or they're confused and they're going through it and they don't want to talk about it. Have you observed anything profound around that with your clients and what they've been healing around those themes?
Yes, definitely. So the theme of self-forgiveness is a big one, because as you're going along this journey, you know, we all have our light side and our shadow side. It's just a part of who we are. And so often to ourselves and to the people close to us, we try to not show them our shadow side. We think we're not lovable because if our shadow side comes out, it means we're not lovable. We're only lovable if we're showing our best selves. And the reality is a lot of the journey, especially recently with Divine Feminine, the theme coming up consistently is self-forgiveness, which is maybe things you've done in the past that you wish you hadn't done. I did a session for myself recently where self-forgiveness came in, and it was wild because I didn't even know I had to deal with that, but it was coming up and it cleared it. And it was all around this random story from when I was little that prevented me from really truly embracing all of me. And that's really what the ascension journey is about. It's coming into wholeness, coming into your full self. And if you're ignoring a part of yourself or not embracing your shadow side, it's going to start knocking louder and louder until you do. So self-forgiveness has been a big one, and self-acceptance, because a lot of clients come to me for a lot of love and relationship type things, or like healings, or to do readings with me, or whatever. And it always comes in where you can't love somebody until you love yourself. It's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. It's very true. So that's been a big one coming up.
I would also think that because we are programmed unconsciously often to be in our masculine so much, we hide our feminine. We hide our feminine needs, our feminine selves, and we can feel that it makes us weaker. We can judge ourselves. It can feel too vulnerable. And yet that is what the divine feminine really owns and embraces in herself, is where she feels vulnerable, where she feels like she messed up, where she feels like, oh, I should have treated you better. I'm sorry I made this mistake. Like, there's a sense of the humility and the humbleness in a powerful divine feminine energy that I feel gives it that true healing. Like, it gets into the sense, the reminder that we are human and we're going to mess up. And the right friendships and the right relationships honor that. They get it. They allow you to do that. I have a story about a friend of mine who I've known since junior high. And she had her first child when we were in our early 20s. And I was on a very different path. I was adventurous and traveling, and I wasn't around. And I had no idea what it meant to become a mom at that age and what that was for her or her experience. And it wasn't until I had my own son a few years ago that I got it, because then it was a reality. And I talked to her about that, and she's like, I would just stay in the bathroom and cry. I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't handle the newborn. And she was just telling me all these stories. And I just said to her, I am so sorry I wasn't there for you. Like, I'm even getting worked up now. I'm like, I was not a good friend. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Yeah. Can you forgive me? And that's what you bring to the table, is your own sense of, oh gosh, I could have been there for you and I wasn't. Please forgive me. Like, it's like that kind of place where that friend is like, and she was like, it's okay, Molly, don't worry about it. You did nothing wrong. It was very different. Like, and then she was gracious and she understood.
Wow.
And that was like beautiful example of what it means to be safe with somebody and to be, I'm sorry, and to be forgiven and all of that. And I think that's what we look for more than ever in our crazy lives these days, is those people that we can be open-hearted with, and it's safe. Because with friendship, you should feel safe. I think that's an important key word.
That's a whole show in and of itself, but yes.
You know,
I love that story, Molly, because that's exactly where, that's why it's such an important piece of realizing our humanity and where we, but to be able to be open-hearted. I do want to say, I know we're probably running out of time, but one of the massive themes that I think people really have been working through is being able to receive.
Yeah.
And because the divine feminine at her true core is a giver. A divine feminine out of balance is an overgiver. And so a lot of the divine feminine healing sessions I've done are all around codependency and unworthiness. A lot of this can manifest in physical manifestations from the sacral chakra. So sexual dysfunction, hormonal issues, like a lot of things can manifest in the sacral chakra. And so that's part of the walk too, is that a lot of people are so in the overgiving that they are so uncomfortable receiving. And it's something I've worked through here recently.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had a problem receiving. And I discovered that I did, but it's been coming up with a lot of my clients in that they are worthy of receiving for just being, not because of anything that they do. And people want to give. So that's been another big one coming up.
And also to let people know, I know you talk about that on your YouTube channel, and people can look at some of those videos that you have with Amanda Ronson and how you guys talk about these different healing themes. I think that's fabulous, beautiful conversations that are very relatable and other people could benefit from. So those are on Erica's YouTube channel, friends, and you can find the link below this show. But the receiving, yes, paramount to divine feminine healing themes. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And yeah, we just have a few minutes before we sign off. And, of course, time always goes by so fast when we're talking. And I just want to say I so appreciate everything you've shared, Erica. And I know that it's going to land in the right ears and in the right hearts and to help people move through some of their own experiences that we've talked about here. Is there anything else you want to share before we have to sign off?
Oh, just that. I think this journey can be very lonely for people at times, and especially if you're listening to a show like Molly's, you're already one of the people that is more ascended. And, things are shifting. More and more people are waking up. More and more people are connecting to what's really meaningful in their life, and they're doing the work. They're doing the hard work. They're getting into being more conscious. And, you know, that's why these online resources are so important. And I just know, there was no accident that I received two or three emails this morning about this exact theme from clients. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to point them to listen to this show. Everybody's going through this. We've all gone through it. And if we can just, the fact that you and I, Molly, can have this conversation in this venue on your show has just been just really an honor for me. And it's my prayer that it does. It touches the hearts of you guys that are listening, since you don't feel like nobody gets it. Because trust me, we do.
Yes, yes. And it's just part of this really wild journey of the spiritual growth. And I think that, again, going back to astrology, it can give good insights into your chart, looking at the Venus sign and then the aspects that Venus makes, looking at how that is also related to how you share, how you receive, what you need. All of that can help understand who you are even more. So thank you so much, Erica, for being here. Again, friends, Erica's at ericaelements.com. She does energy healing sessions that are phenomenal. She does different kinds of video readings as well. And, of course, she has expertise in nutrition, conscious parenting, all kinds of good stuff. Her brand new website is being constructed right now. So join the email list and you'll get updates as she brings her site together, because it's so pretty.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, they'll get a free video too if that's actually working. So I think it should be working now. It's still sort of under construction, but if something doesn't work, be patient.
Yes.
And it should be working soon, but I think the basic functionality is there at this point. So, but thank you, Molly, for having me today. It's really, I've just enjoyed this so much.
Thank you so much. It's been so great hearing your stories and everything that you've shared. And of course, I know you have so much more to share. So thanks, friends, for listening. Thanks for joining us for this show. I'll be back on Wednesday with another astrology show where we will talk about the intuitive astrology and energies of this week and the week ahead. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you again really soon. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, and take good care. Bye-bye.